This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru today appeared in public for the first time since her expulsion from ZANU-PF last year and told a news conference that she was ready to deliver political change in Zimbabwe.
This is a day of great significance in our country's political history. Today we confirm our existence or the existence of a viable, homegrown, inclusive political party.
The MDCT says Zimbabwe should seriously consider implementing some provisions in the constitution, like devolution of power to provinces, in order to allow citizens to have a big stake in the country's social, economic, and political processes. An Australian-based company is set to build a $60 million business complex in Zimbabwe's second-largest city, Bulawayo. The Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce urges banks to lower interest rates in order to promote business development in the country. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host of The Connection, Ntungamili, and I will be talking with listeners and experts about the unemployment crisis in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.